holy Quran. Rules and rewards of the holy Quran. Rules and rewards of the holy Quran. Rules and rewards of the holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Welcome to this wonderful episode on this silsila where we will discuss in brief, in summary form, many rulings, in fact important rulings regarding the Holy Quran and some very important and beautiful virtues, some narrations as well for those who learn the Holy Quran, recite the Holy Quran, teach the Holy Quran and implement in their lives as well. So stay with us from beginning to end, in fact make this intention now that I will listen to this silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice upon them in my life and encourage them amongst my family members, amongst my children, my friends, my family, Muslims in my society. In this way, whatever other good intentions you can think of, make them now, inshallah ta'ala, we will gain maximum thawab and rewards. There are countless benefits and blessings for those fortunate people who recite salawat, durood and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In summary of hadith, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that person who recites durood, salawat, the salutations upon me 1,000 times, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should increase on a daily basis the recitation of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is beneficial for us in this world, in the qabr, in the grave, in the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, in our previous episodes, we had mentioned many virtues for those who are connected with the Holy Quran. Listen to a very beautiful hadith, in fact mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, that the embodiment of Nur, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Subhanallah. The best amongst you is the one who learnt the Holy Quran and taught it to others. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, recorded in Mu'ajam Kabir, that the Prophet of creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever learnt and taught the Holy Quran and then acted upon whatever is in the Holy Quran, the Quran will intercede for him and take him into Jannah and take him into paradise, subhanallah. Therefore, look at the vast virtues and rewards for that person who is connected with the Holy Quran. Now, there's many other virtues. Now remember, we will all want and need an intercessor on the Day of Judgment because we will be helpless there. Today is the day of action. Let us motivate ourselves and each other to get connected to the Holy Quran, to learn the Holy Quran, to teach even one ayah, one verse of the Holy Quran. It is very, very beneficial for us in both worlds, inshallah ta'ala. Regarding touching the Holy Quran, remember that person who does not have wudu, that is ablution, ritual ablution, cannot touch the Holy Quran. Yes, if a person who does not have wudu and recites the Holy Quran from memory by heart, this is okay. And that person who is in need of ghusl, besides not allowed to touch the Holy Quran, that person is not allowed to even read or recite the Holy Quran by memory, if that person is in need of ghusl. Yes, also a person who does not have wudu can look into the Holy Quran and recite without touching. So these kind of rulings, it is necessary for us absolutely necessary that we learn and we implement and teach others as well, especially our family members, our children, and our friends, Muslims. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl al-Sunnah Damul Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, has advised with a Madani request that those publishing houses, the publishers of religious books, monthly journals, etc., that they should refrain from printing any ayat, any verses, or translations of ayat and verses on any side of the front cover or back cover of the books, of the pamphlets, booklets, etc. Because in picking up and touching that book with these printed ayat and verses of the Holy Quran, countless Muslims are caught up in the absent-mindedly touching the ayat without wudu. They're caught up in this and they do not know. Imagine if they don't have wudu and you have printed a book with ayat of the Holy Quran written on the cover, front or back, and they're touching these parts. Furthermore, if we look at sajdatul tilawah, what is this? Before we go to that, we should mention here that it is absolutely necessary. It is fard for every Muslim to recite the Quran correctly with the proper pronunciations. The leader of the Ahl Sunnah, Allama Mawlana Al-Hajj Al-Hafiz Al-Qari, Al-Shah Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he has mentioned, without doubt, to learn enough tajweed that one is able to correctly pronounce each and every letter and save himself from mistakes in the recitation of the Holy Quran is Fardul Ayn, which means compulsory upon every individual, every Muslim. It is absolutely necessary and compulsory for us to learn individually the rulings, enough rulings and tajweed of the Holy Quran that we don't make mistakes. And remember, by being negligent, by being in ghafla and negligence and not learning the Holy Quran properly with the correct pronunciations and tajweed and the kharij, and if we recite incorrectly, this can be much sin for us. Allah Azza wa Jal, if He wills to torment the people of earth, but then when He Azza wa Jal hears the children reciting the Holy Quran, He Azza wa Jal holds the torment back. This is reported in Sunan Darimi. And Allah Azza wa Jal wills to torment people, but because of the recitation of the children who are reciting the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal holds that torment back. When these people who are sinning, they deserve punishment, but because of those little children reciting the Holy Quran, subhanAllah, imagine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from the platform of Dawud Islami, especially the Global Madani Markaz, Faizan Madina, in Babul Madina, Karachi, Pakistan, here many departments of Dawud Islami are available. In fact, globally, wherever you go in the world, in many parts of the world, Dawud Islami's presence is there, directly or indirectly, especially through Madani channel. And in many countries, in many cities of the world, one of the shu'bah, one of the departments of Dawud Islami called Madrasatul Madina, for children and for adults, for Islamic brothers separately, for Islamic sisters separately, this has been established to help Muslims, whether young, whether old, whether little children, whether adults, whether Islamic sisters, Islamic brothers, to help them and motivate them, encourage them to learn the Holy Quran from the basics. And not this only, but other things as well, other motivations to practice the Sunnah, to practice and implement the Madani in Ahmad program, this booklet in our lives as well. Okay, now this service of Madrasatul Madina, another offshoot of this department is Madrasatul Madina Online, which has recently been introduced and with much success as well. If you go onto our website, dawudislami.net, from there the link is there. And if you do not have the time or there is no Madrasatul Madina in your area, then via the internet through Madrasatul Madina Online, you may enroll as a student. So don't delay, learn your Quran today. Okay, furthermore, some people may have heard of Sajda Tilawah. What is this? Inshallah ta'ala, a few Madani pearls, a few important rulings in fact, that many of us don't know. So listen carefully inshallah ta'ala. We will go over some of these important rulings that we must learn and practice as well. Now, Sajdatul Tilawah becomes wajib, in fact, absolutely necessary, when one recites or hears an ayah, a verse of sajda. Sajda means prostration, as we do in Salah. Now, recitation of the translation of an ayah, of a verse of Sajda, whether in Persian, the Persian language, or any other language, also makes this Sajda wajib and absolutely necessary upon the reciter and the listener, whether the listener understands that this was an ayah, a verse of Sajda or not. However, it is necessary to inform him that it was a translation of an ayah, of a verse of Sajda, if he is not aware of it. And if it was a recitation of an ayah of Sajda, then it is not necessary to inform the listener that it was an ayah of Sajda. Here, a translation of the ayah and versus an ayah of the Holy Quran. It is a condition for recitation that the volume, the sound, your tone of recitation should be at least such that it can be heard by the reciter himself, if there is nothing preventing him from hearing. It is not necessary for the listener to have intentionally heard the ayah. The sajda becomes wajib even upon hearing the ayah unintentionally. Now, if the ayah was recited with such a volume that it can be heard, but because of some noise, that person was unable to hear, the sajda becomes wajib on this person. However, as mentioned, if the lips were moving but no sound was produced, then sajda will not become wajib. It is not necessary to recite the entire ayah for the sajda to become wajib. Just reciting the word which contains the matter of the sajda, along with a word present before or after it, is sufficient for that sajda to become wajib. But what is the method? You may ask, what is the method of sajda tilawa? The sunnah method of the sajda of tilawa is as follows. After you have recited an ayah, a verse of sajda, the sunnah method, what to do is stand. After you stand, and while standing, say Allahu Akbar. Go straight into sajda and recite Subhana Rabbiyal A'la at least 3 times, minimum of 3 times. Then while saying Allahu Akbar, stand again. Reciting Allahu Akbar before and after the sajda is sunnah. Standing before going into sajda and standing after performing the sajda are both mustahab. Okay? Very simple. You stand, you say Allahu Akbar, you go straight into sajda, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, minimum of 3 times, then you say Allahu Akbar and you stand up. This is your one sajda of tilawa. Yes, the intention must be there as well. Intention does not have to be said, better to be said, but in the heart, that I'm making a sajda tilawa, simply put. It is not required and necessary to raise the hands when you say Allahu Akbar for the sajda of tilawa. Nor is it required to recite tashahud or pay the salam as well. When making an intention for sajda of tilawa, it is not necessary to relate it to the specific ayah. A general intention of performing the sajda of tilawa is sufficient. Generally, Allah Azza wa Jal, I am performing a sajda of tilawa. If an ayah of sajda is recited outside of salah, okay, you're not in salah, you're out of salah, and you recite an ayah of sajda, it is not necessary, it is not wajib to perform the sajda immediately. However, it is preferred to perform it immediately. If one is in a state of wudu, then to delay it is makruh tanzihi. If it is not possible to perform the sajda at that time for any reason, then it is mustahab for the reciter and the listener to recite سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. This is from the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 285. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. We heard and we obeyed. May forgiveness from you be granted, O our Lord, and towards you we have to return. Now, in the same majlis, in the same gathering or assembly, one ayah, one verse of sajda is, if it is repeatedly recited or listened to, then only one sajda will become wajib to perform. Similarly, if one recited an ayah of sajda and then he heard the same ayah from somebody else, then only one sajda will be wajib upon that person. It is makruh, tahrimi, to leave the ayah of sajda out when reciting the whole surah. When a person is reciting the Holy Quran and he sees that, okay, after a few verses, after a few ayat, there is an ayah of sajda, and to leave this out, to skip it and to move to the next ayat, so that person does not have to perform sajda of tilawa, this is makruh tahrimi. Furthermore, there is no harm in reciting the ayah of sajda alone. However, it is better to recite a few preceding and succeeding ayat with it. According to the Hanafi doctrine, there are 14 ayat, 14 verses of sajda in the Holy Quran, and if all 14 of these are recited in one sitting, in one majlis, for any particular purpose, and then the sujood, all the sajdas are performed, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill that purpose, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Whether the person does a sajda after every ayah, or does all 14 sajdas collectively after reciting all 14 ayat. This is a wazifa, we could say. If we have any good intention, we want the fulfillment of a purpose, any purpose, then why not implement this? Why not practice upon this wazifa of reciting all 14 ayat and then making those 14 sajdas and then making dua in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. For the benefit of our viewers of Madani channel, very quickly we will give the references of where these 14 ayat are. Just the surah and the verse. The first sajda is found in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 206. Thereafter, Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 15. Surah Nahl, verses 49. Surah Bani Israel, 107 to 109. Surah Maryam, verse 58. Surah Hajj, 18. Surah Furqan, 60. Surah Al-Naml, 25 to 26. Surah Sajda, 15. Surah Sad, 24 to 25. Surah Hamim, As-Sajda, 37 to 38. Surah Najm, 62. Surah Inshiqaq, 20 to 21. And Surah Al-Alaq, verse 19. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we urge you, try to implement this wazifa. Inshallah ta'ala, you will gain the benefits of this. If you have good intentions, then the thawab for that will be gained as well. And we would like to encourage you also, as mentioned before and again, join Madrasatul Madina, whether in your locality, in your area, or via online as well. It is necessary, compulsory for us as Muslims to rectify our pronunciations of the Holy Quran. We make efforts for everything else. And the Quran is our Quran. It is the Kalamullah, the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, if we learn it properly, recite it properly, its ruhaniyat, its spirituality will penetrate our hearts. We will please Allah Azza wa Jal, please Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we will get rewarded inshaAllah ta'ala in this world, in the grave, in the hereafter. Join us next time inshaAllah ta'ala for another episode about Quranic rewards and other rulings regarding related to the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rules and rewards of the Holy Quran.